Hello and welcome back to the Kicking It with CU Soccer podcast. I'm Matt Lenneman, and each week I'm joined by a different member of the CU soccer team. This week, I'm joined by sophomore forward Tessa Barton. All right, well, thank you for joining me this evening, Tessa. It was an exciting week for the Buffs last week, winning 2-1 against Utah in a pretty big game, and I was just kind of wondering what your thoughts were on that.
That win was huge for us, and I think going into the game, we were all really amped. It was senior day, so that made it even more special. But I think we went in with a bunch of energy right off the bat, and I think that's what got us the win, honestly.
Yeah, you know, it just seemed like a very exciting game, especially given that it was Libby Garrity's senior day. Her getting that goal seemed really kind of like a special moment. So I guess like looking ahead, you guys were able to make the NCAA tournament after, you know, a great finish to the season. How excited is everyone for that, facing South Alabama next week?
I think everyone is so excited. When we were all in that room together and we heard our name and saw our name on the board, I think that was a special moment that we all got to share with each other. And I think we're all really excited to leave on Sunday and go to North Carolina. So I think we can go pretty far. I'm really excited to see what our team can do. And yeah, we're just going to be preparing this week for South Alabama and then hopefully preparing for another team the week after.
Yeah, and I guess I just have to ask, I know you've been to the NCAA tournament last year, you know, you played in it. How are those games any different? Is there any difference, or does it just kind of feel like a Pac-12 game?
No, I would say there's definitely a difference. The energy is just different, and, you know, it could be your last game or you could keep going. So I think putting it all on the line really is what, I mean, that gets me going. And it's more exciting, I would say, and just a cool thing to share with your team.
Definitely. And before we move on to talking a little bit more about, well, I guess it's kind of about yourself a little bit, but last week I was at the soccer game against Utah, and there were some pretty loud guys at the game that were making just a great time. And it sounded like they were friends of yours. And I just wanted to kind of hear your story about getting some people out to the game, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, they've came a few times. They're some of my friends, and they're just good, big fans of the CU soccer team. And so when they come out, it really brings the energy, and we love having them there or any fans. So getting fans out is definitely really important to the team and while we're playing. So that was a cool moment. And yeah, I would say it was good.
Yeah, that was the big takeaway for me. I just thought it was great that they brought such a big energy back to the field, especially compared to early on.
Yeah, for sure. I didn't know if anyone would come because of the snow and stuff, but they showed out, and I think that was really cool of them. So,
all right. So now we're going to talk a little bit more about yourself. And the first thing that I have to talk about, I'm sure you've talked about it before, but, you know, given that your sister also went to CU and played for CU, I just wanted to like kind of, and my sisters also like went to CU before me. I was kind of curious, was there any like hesitation kind of following in your sister's footsteps?
No, I wouldn't. I mean, I definitely wanted to do like my own thing. You know, I didn't want to be copycat of my older sister, but no, I definitely pulled her. I mean, she loved it so much, and that obviously had an impact on me. And then playing with her for 1 year, we played it with each other in high school. So to be able to do it at the collegiate level was, I mean, any sister's dream. So, but no, I wouldn't say any hesitation. I think it was my own path, and I'm really glad I got to share it with her.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's kind of how I ended up feeling. I just think there's always that like slight moment where you're just like, hold on, I have to make sure I'm not just following, you know, like I really want to do this. So that's awesome. That's how it was for you too. And, you know, again, I kind of like talking about people's hobbies every week, and I don't see too many things on your bio about it. So, you know, outside of soccer, is there anything that you think that people don't really know about you?
No, I wouldn't say. I mean, just any activity. I love to be active, hang out with my friends and family. I mean, I'm local, so I get to see my family a lot, and I take advantage of that. So we do some fun stuff, or I'll just go home and watch my dogs. But other than that, yeah, just good quality time with my friends and family.
How many dogs do you have? What type of dogs?
I have 4 dogs. I have 4? I have 3 Yorkies and then a chocolate lab. And then I used to have a husky, but she got put down. So.
Okay. That's kind of sad. It's always tough when that happens. But.
Yes.
Well, the worst thing. Sounds like you guys are definitely dog people, though. That sounds safe to say.
For sure.
All righty. Well, I don't have too many other questions. A big thing that I kind of wanted to talk about was kind of, it just seems as the season progressed, you really really worked your way back into starting and really given really strong minutes. Kind of talk to me about how this season has been for you personally.
The season started off a little rougher for me, just wasn't getting the ball in the back of the net like I would like to. And so when I got a goal in that Oregon game, that was just really brought me back up and helped my confidence and just, yeah. And I think just overall with the team, just everything we've done in the like this last season and especially these past like 5 games has been made soccer so fun to be playing with them on the field. We just have took another turn on the field, and I think we've all been really working really hard, and I think we deserve to be where we're at, and I'm so excited that I'm a part of that. So
I definitely think that you guys really came together the last like couple weeks, and when you kind of got that goal against Oregon, I guess not only for you personally, but yeah, it seemed like kind of that was kind of the kicking off point for the team really rallying for the last stretch of the season.
Yeah.
So exciting times ahead. When do you guys leave for North Carolina?
We leave on Sunday morning.
Sunday morning. Okay. And is it like is it basically going to be like a bubble type situation, or what's, how does that work in terms of?
Yeah, they're referring it to like that. I think they're just bringing all men and women teams out there, and then you just stay out there until you go home. So.
All right. Yeah, kind of a little bit of a, because you guys had to play North Carolina last year, right, to end the season. Did you guys, like, play them in North Carolina, or how?
Yeah, we played them at their stadium, and that was so cool, because, I mean, their stadium is unreal, so to be able to play right before COVID, too, like, to be able to play in front of that many fans in the NCAA tournament is something, I mean, you'll never forget that.
That's awesome. Sounds like just an awesome experience. Yes. Hopefully you guys can build some more awesome memories along the way to wrap up the season. Have you decided your major at this point? It says that you're still undecided on your bio.
Before I ask. I'm taking classes to go the business route or PA school. So.
Okay.
Yes.
I mean, that's hilarious because I'm business and my sister actually is was a PA. So that's kind of funny. Going off that a little bit, but I like to ask every time, if there was like a dream job that you could have or dream career life path, kind of what would it be? It doesn't even have to be related to your major or anything.
I always wanted to be a dermatologist. So that is by far been my dream job. So I think with PA school, I'd probably go the dermatology route of a physician's assistant.
Okay.
So I'm hoping kind of fulfill that dream a little bit.
So I have to ask, why has dermatology been kind of a passion for you for a while then?
I just think it's really cool when you go to the dermatologist. I always thought skin is really cool. Just learning about the body and the face and all that kind of stuff. It always intrigued me. And so, I've always thought it was interesting.
Interesting. So I guess that means you're probably pretty good about like sunblocking and all that type of stuff, keeping the skin in good shape.
Mom taught me early.
I try my best, but every once in a while I slip up and it's never good. Well, that's pretty awesome. So that's really all that I have. Best of luck next week and going forward, I guess, as you guys make your way through the NCAA tournament. And I have a great rest of your evening.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Again, that was sophomore forward Tessa Barden that joined me this week. As we discussed, the Buffs will play next week, April 27th, at 5 p.m. in the NCAA tournament against South Alabama. If they win that game, they will advance to play Oklahoma State in the next round. We'll talk about that game and meet somebody new from the team next week. As always, thanks again for listening. Have a good one.